Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
You know, I just realized that it's human nature to be curious about someone who appears to have lived a full life, who's made some choices that you will admire, who's probably navigated the ups and downs of life and has strong convictions and beliefs that we can all take some meaning from. That is our endeavor on the MoneyWise podcast today. Welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. Iqbal Singh is who I'm talking about, and he's the founder and managing director of Innovative Financial Management, or IFM Global. Thank you so much, Iqbal, for making us some time. And when you look back at your 20 plus years in the sector, I'm sure there are some moments that you define as pivotal, like, you know, turning points, moments that have laid the foundation for the rest of your journey. So if you were to pick out a few of these significant turning points in your professional life, which ones would you select for us?
First of all, I would like to thank you for hosting me. When we talk about my personal life and career, although I'm an engineer by profession, and I always want to be in finance, and with the grace of Almighty, I joined IBS Hyderabad, where I did my master's, MBA Finance, CFA integrated program. But I got an opportunity when HDFC Bank starting its private banking in 1999 under the leadership of Abhay Aima. And I was called to Mumbai to start the private banking for Northern India. And I was lucky enough and I got that kind of an opportunity from Abhay Aima, who is one of the founding member with HDFC Bank. And post that, I got a bigger picture when I joined Citibank and taking care of Northern India. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the most pivotal year for me in terms of my exposure. Mm-hmm. And that leads to the innovative financial management. That is a subsequent entrepreneurial journey, which I started and left Citibank in 2004. Mm-hmm. I think that was the pivotal point of this IFM, which was born.
Yeah. And that really brings me to my next question, Iqbal, because I'm sure a decision like that, right, turning entrepreneur is not one which is not faced with a lot of, you know, questions from, especially from family members. Are you doing the right thing? Such stable jobs and brands you're leaving. You know, while making this transition, did you also come under an element of pressure? And if yes, what was those pressure points? And how did you still press on and take that leap?
No, ultimately, you know, at that particular point in time, although I lost my father when I was in engineering, mm-hmm. and I have my elder brother who is handicapped, to whom I have to take care. And I have a younger sister, which is 6 years younger to me. So in that kind of an environment and circumstances, you know, where my mother told me that you have a wonderful job with Citibank.
Right.
Why you want to, you know, start of your own as an entrepreneur? You know, this is 20 years back, you know.
Right.
So the point is that is a pivotal point for me, you know, to, you know, take care lot of clients' needs and requirement and give them an unbiased consulting or advisory experience. I think that is the point where my mother told me that you are getting almost 2 lakh rupees in 2004 as a salary.
Right.
You know, what you are doing, this is a disaster.
Mm.
But fortunately, whatever, I plunged and there is no look back.
Well, all's well that ends well. There is a saying, right? You know, so when you look back, yes, those might have been very stressful moments. And understandably, any parent or family member would be concerned about such a, you know, decision. And you are no stranger to those kind of decisions, because from engineering, then you moved, right? Because engineering in those days was supposed to be the holy grail. Only two professions you could choose, especially if you're a man in this country, either medicine or engineering. And you left that and you've come into this area of finance. And I think your clients are the ones who are benefiting the most. That's quite clear to see. When I'm sure you are no stranger to this territory, people must be asking you every day, Iqbal, please tell us what the future holds for us from a financial sort of wisdom perspective. Since you have so much of experience in wealth management and advisory, what do you see the future of these sectors looking like? Are there some trends or shifts that you think are worth taking cognizance of?
No, let me share with you in the last 2 decades, what we have seen, especially for the major indices, which is available like Sensex or Nifty or otherwise, all the indexes, whenever I think Sensex has also started, you know, you see that their compounding annualized growth rate is more than 16%.
Right.
So irrespective of, we have seen many scams, we have seen ups and downs, and, you know, a lot of things we have seen across the world. So what I would like to share with you, the most important thing is that equity as an asset class has delivered around 16-17% kind of a CAGR. And the most important thing is that markets are slave of earnings and earning growth. So we are at the tip of the iceberg right now in terms of kind of vibrancy which we have, the kind of companies which are coming in, the entrepreneurship, small cap become mid cap become large cap. So ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, the most important thing is the earnings. And I think what we have seen over last 10 to 15 or 20 years, that although earning has not grown as per the market has grown. So let us suppose if I'll share with you some data of last 10 years, the earning must have grown at the rate of 6-7%, but market has grown at the rate of 16%. And secondly is the growth, earning growth, which is also the key element. So as far as the future markets are concerned, you know, as you look at the history, you know, what we have seen about the Sensex, you know, from 100 to 600, from 600 to 3600, you know, it is actually, you know, multiplying six times in every decade, so in 10 years. So ultimately, what I'm sharing with you is that I'm not going to get surprised that in the next 10 years, it will Sensex or Nifty will become six times.
Right.
So ultimately, we are growing at the rate of 16%.
Right.
And I personally feel that this kind of growth will continue as long as our companies are delivering their results and numbers.
Another question that just came to my mind, Iqbal, I've got to ask you this, right? Nowadays, I mean, if you want to learn to drive a car, for example, you will go to a driving school, right? Very few people will actually attempt to get their parents or somebody to teach them to drive the vehicle. Most people, the easiest thing to do is to join a school. That shift in thinking, do you think it's going to happen with respect to wanting to make my money grow? If I want to make my money grow, immediately contact someone who has the credentials, who is an expert in the area. Do you think that shift is also going to happen where it's going to become part of our life, having someone, a professional, to guide us in this particular area of making my money grow?
No, no, definitely. The point is that it is very, very important right now, you know, to be having a depth on the subject. Anyway, this markets in the recent period has done well. So everybody is feeling that they are expert in that because it is moving in one direction only. So anybody who has joined the bandwagon, you know, is making money, whether you are into large cap or mid cap or small cap or anywhere.
Right.
But the point is that, again, what I want to share with you, that after 20 years of into hardcore finance, which is my passion, I still feel that I have a lot to learn.
Right.
Point what I'm making here is that we have to go deeper into the subject.
Right.
Although at this particular point in time, a lot of influencer, social media, you know, everybody is advising, guiding without having much of a depth on the subject. So my advice, there are two advices. One, definitely for an amateur guys or anybody who is starting early, definitely they have to do a lot of homework. They have to do a lot of studies and then, you know, plunge into it. And they have to do a paper trading before they will actually invest.
Right.
And see the results and consequences. And for definitely for mature guys or whosoever has their hard-earned money, then definitely they should consult with their right advisor who can navigate and guide them and construct a customized portfolio. But at the same time, the most important thing is that what I have seen that people are in their professional career, they are earning very, they're taking very hard steps to earn the hard-earned money, but they don't give much time to their investment to look at it. So I personally feel that this is also the another source of income. And even with individually or with the professional, you have to spend good time on a monthly basis to look at your portfolio, how it is growing.
Correct. Yeah, I think that is very, very sound advice. If you're spending so much of energies in earning the money, why are you neglecting the growth of that money? Any other advice that you would give from a mindset perspective, something for aspiring young investors?
No, I think for the young investors, I think the biggest thing is that they want to do instant gratification. I don't think so there is anything called instant gratification.
Right.
So they want quick buck, quick growth of their money. I think that is misnomer. You know, everything takes time to grow.
Right.
So the point here is that one has to remain patient. And definitely on a relativity basis, you have to do a comparison of your money growth with the country's GDP or the any major indices which you have to track. So you should deliver better than that. If you're getting that kind of a return, which is better than that, I think you are good.
Mm.
But there are lot of events, lot of things which is happening where your money is becoming faster and growing faster. But that is not going to be happening or replicating on a year-on-year basis. So my only advice is that one has to do their profiling right,
mm-hmm.
and then they have to do their asset allocation right. Then definitely they have to track those investments
right.
and see what kind of course corrective action required to do. They should do that. This message, if I have to give to any newcomer investors from Warren Buffett quote, I just want to share this punchline.
Yeah.
Start early, invest regularly, and invest for long period. That will actually create a real wealth.
You've given out some broad ideas for aspiring investors, but I want to focus it to this time of the year specifically. Iqbal, we're nearing the end of the current financial year, and this is a time when everybody wants to have their ducks in a row, be properly planned for the future. What's your personal approach during this period? Maybe we can take some, you know, guidance from your personal approach. And maybe if you could share some wisdom with our listeners who are gearing up for the year, especially in the context of the current market trends.
No, ultimately, you know, in the current market trend, whatever we have seen, that all the major indices, irrespective whether you have put it into large cap or a mid cap or a small cap, or you can say in gold or you can say in real estate, everybody has made money. So my advice is that definitely one should revisit their portfolio, and wherever you have made good money, what you have to do is that you have to look at what are your unfinished agenda right now. So, you know, whenever we are doing a financial planning, there are various phases, and majority of the people in the second phase of their life, which is earning phase, and there are many unfinished agenda of maximum people or a lot of people. So whether that is a children education or buying a new house or upgrading your new house, upgrading your car. So I will advise that this is the golden period where you have made good money. And if you are looking at to have your own physical asset, I think the rate has already peaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And at this particular point in time, if somebody is looking at to do any investment into real estate or for upgrading their house, this is the golden period. Because from here onward, we expect the interest rate will go down and you are going to get benefit of it. Secondly, again, I think any asset we would like to buy, I always feel that the kind of growth which we have seen in the last 1 year, I think we should, you know, enjoy that money, whatever has come in. And last but not the least, I would also like to be cautious people on the mid cap, small cap, SME space where there is a lot of froth. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, what price you are buying any particular asset, which matters.
Right.
So ultimately, if the, you know, if you are giving a very large multiple and you don't have a great visibility of the earning growth, then, you know, you are on the other side of the table and there is a likelihood that you may lose your money, because ultimately everything is subject to market risk.
Absolutely. I think those are good points for us to bear in mind as we approach that time of the year. And thank you so much. We've got financial wisdom. We've got entrepreneurial advice from you and life lessons as well, Iqbal. And here's wishing you and the team the very best going forward as well.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more insights on investment and personal finance. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.